In this Mishnah, Mi'az Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to learn about the karbanos that have to be brought on Yom Tov, and we're going to learn how much they have to be worth. In other words, how much do you have to at least spend on these karbanos? Midiraisa, there's no shear. You can bring the smallest carbon. But the Chachamim did put a shear. Now, our Mishnah, we're going to see a machlaik, you see in the Vishami, the Vesil, what that shear is. Now, remember which three karbanos there are in Yom Tov? There's the oil asriya, the carbon oil that comes when you appear in the Azara. There's the Shalmei Chagiga. And we said there's a third carbon, which is called Shalmei Simcha. The Machloikis is in regard to the first two karbanis. In regard to the Shalmei Simcha, there's no established shear, not according to anyone. Let's see our Mishnah. Zakta Mishnah, Veshamei Yarmim, Veshamei Sei. Hariya, the carbon oil asriya that you have to bring with you when you come to be oil regal, to fulfill the mitzvah of Leirayas Pnei Hashem Reikam. The shear, and again this shear, midrabanan, is Shtei Kesef. Shtei Kesef is two ma kesef. Maybe you're acquainted with the term dinner, which we find often in the Gemara. There are six ma in a dinner. So the shear of Oilas Riya, according to the Vishamai, is a third of a dinner. The Chagiga, the shear for the Shalmei Chagiga, the second carbon, the carbon Shlamim that is brought, which also has to be brought when you're Oil Regal, that could be less. That is more Kesef. More Kesef is a sixth of a dinner. Because again, there are six Ma in a dinner. Now, wait a second. The carbon Shlam has to be a Behema. Don't Behemas cost more? It all depends, like the Meiri explains. You can bring a small goat that can cost less, even though it's a Behema. Again, this is the minimum shear. It could be more, but it at least has to be worth that much. Ubesilam and the Besil say just the opposite. Hariya, the oila, Sariya, the carbon oila, for that it's enough if it's a ma kesef. But the chagiga, the shami chagiga, then has to be shtei kesef. The reason is, explains the Batanura, when it comes to a karm shlamim, part is burnt on the mizbeach, part goes to the kehanim, part goes to the bailim. So it has to be big enough. But as far as the carbon oil is concerned, it's totally consumed on the Mizbeach. The Batrur reminds us, when it comes to the third carbon, the Shalmei Simcha, there is no shear. We also explained earlier, women are mechuyev in this third carbon, because when it comes to Simcha, everyone is included, like it says, V'samachta ata u'beisecha. Okay, so once again, there are three karbanis that have to be brought. There's the oil asriya, that's learned from the Pasuk, la'yiroa es pnei Hashem reikam. There's the Shalmei Chagiga, that's learned from the Pasuk of Chagai Sama Sechag Lashem. We explained them in HaTorah, there's no shear, but the Rabbanon did say there has to be a minimum shear. According to Beshamai, the Oil Asri has to be Shtei Kesef, the Shami Chagiga Ma Kesef. According to the Vesil, it's the other way around. The Oil Asriya Ma Kesef and the Chagiga Shtei Kesef, in regard to the Shalmei Simcha, which is the third carbon, which is learned from Zavach to Shlomi, Yichal to Shom Mesamach, and that's just to make sure that people have the Simcha of the Basar Shlomim, with their hakel maidim that there is no shear.